Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
You know how we do, man, every Wednesday, man, dropping episodes like they're pieces of bird shit from above, man.
Dropping on your ass.
Yo, you like my new headphones, man?
Are these the ones, yeah?
Yeah, big ups the patrons, man.
Yeah, they look
man.
Professional.
Well, yeah, they were right, man.
They got a mic on it coming up?
No, it's the wire coming off. No, it's just the wire. Now, I just want to give a big shout out again to the patrons, but also big up all you guys listening and tuning in every week, man. We love it, man. Thank you guys, man.
Coming with the new headphones. What are they?
I can't remember, man. AK76 something or other. I can't remember. I just looked up a few reviews, ones within the budget, you know what I mean? And these ones came up on top. So, boom, I went for it.
And they're comfy. They got lots of padding.
They're comfy enough, man. You know what I mean? They're not.
They're comfy as dick.
They're comfy as dick, yo. You've been well, my brother? You've been good?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, yo. I can't forget. I got to give a big shout out to Ash. I don't know how he did it, man, because I've been asking you to do it for time, man. Yeah.
But I don't know how he did it. Well, he went through every single episode and listed the tunes.
He literally went through every episode. I don't know if he was making a list the whole time while listening, or maybe he's a new listener and he went back to episode one and started listening. He basically got all the tracks.
Yeah.
He got all the tracks and made a big ass Spotify playlist, man. And yo, we've listened to some wicked tunes. We've listened to some weird tunes, some funny tunes, but some really great music in this playlist. The link is below. Thank you, Ash. Like the playlist and all that stuff. I don't know. I don't use Spotify, but I think you can like the playlist and all that stuff.
You're one of the only people on earth that doesn't use Spotify. What's that about?
I don't need to, man.
How do you get, if you hear a tune that you don't have, how do you get it?
Well, if I just want to listen to it, I can usually find it on YouTube or on, if it's on Spotify, it's going to be on YouTube. But then on YouTube, you find all sorts of rare, crazy shit as well that's not available on Spotify. It's more likely I won't find the tune I'm looking for.
But when you're using your iPhone as a music thing.
Yeah. I got songs downloaded that I listen to, but I mainly listen to DJ mixtapes and mixes. I download the odd one if I've got a journey, if I've got some, you know, but to be honest.
Download it from where?
From anywhere, man.
SoundCloud and shit.
SoundCloud, Mixcloud, certain. Bandcamp is a good one. Fucking.
I gotta start using my Bandcamp. Every so often, someone buys something on the Bandcamp, and that's the only time I remember it, man.
Bro, I'm gonna link your Bandcamp below, yeah. So people, if you want to buy some theme,
it's got that
MC
Chester
theme.
P track on it about Robbo, I think as well.
Oh shit!
We uploaded it on my one.
You just reminded me, man. I said I was gonna play a tune by Across. You know, Across CD, the graffiti writer. He's got a new album out, and it's got a song featuring Chester P. And it sounds sick, man. And I told him I'd play it on the pod, but again, I fucking forgot to download it and prepare it, so I don't have it ready. But we'll play it in episode 62, man. Sorry, brother. But everyone, go check that out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone, I was on Instagram. I'm never on Instagram at the moment. I was on it, and it's doing this thing where I can be on the theme Instagram. And if someone puts something or says something or comments on something on Arms House, then it flashes up on my theme one. And I must have been a bit lean or whatever. I was on my one
it's
looking
confusing,
at it.
Right?
And I thought that Farms sent an email, like voice note, whatever, or message on the thing. And I just assumed it was Arms House. So I double click on the theme one and it takes me to Arms House straight away. Bosh. I go to the first message and just start yelling at this geezer. I don't know who it was.
Oh, shit.
Well, yo, fucking Real Graph Farms. Because he was saying, I thought it was Farms saying, you still haven't critiqued my graph. Like maybe his throw up or some shit. That's the kind of two and two I put together. Yeah. Because the message was saying, you still haven't critiqued my graph. Amber. Yo, Amber.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right, this is Farms. And I just went into it. Screaming at this geezer. With an in-joke with Farms. You know what I mean? Then I looked at it. I was like, oh, he's going to love that. When's he going to text back? So looking at the name, I'm like, oh, shit. It's just some guy.
Yeah.
I was too lean and drunk and everything to like read the name. I was like, but it's not Farms. So then I just go and delete it. Yeah. And then I nearly did it. I'm sorry, bruv. I thought you were someone else. I just thought that's so bait. There's no way anyone would believe you're as dickhead as Steve. Yeah. You don't even know who you're talking to. Yeah. And it's like, you can't do the blag of, oh, sorry, mate. I thought you were someone else. Yeah.
It gets confusing. Yeah. Because the thing, like, I got on Instagram, I got my So Damn Fresh one, I got the Almshouse one, and the Tarbouche.
Tarbouche.
So I'm getting, like, you know, the thing dropped down from the top saying, oh, you got a message here, or they liked your comment, or whatever. And it's just hard to keep up, man, with what is what and who is who, man. But don't watch that, man. Farmer, if you're listening, man, reach out to Theme, man. We'll critique your
brand. He did that throw up. Yeah.
No.
I'm just trying to do it now on a pad. It was like an S.
Yeah, but what was his tag? What was his tag again, man? Fuck, I've forgotten. Seeker? Seeker?
No.
Oh, fuck. It began with an S. Yeah, I can't.
So everyone's going to go check out the Farms podcast, the Farms episode, where we talked about Graf and Farms was doing his own throw-up that he used to do. Him and Chess and Chess used to write.
Yo, I'll put it up
here. Tags, though, just bombing. Yeah, stick it up. And it was a decent throwy, bruv.
Yo. Cool, man. Really cool.
And that's why I had that joke with him when I was going, like, yo, fucking real Graf Farms, fucking Graf Farms.
Exactly.
So I did the exact same thing. But big up to whoever it was that I thought was Farms.
We're going to review
it's
his
kind
graph.
Kind of a compliment anyway.
We're going to review his graph later on. So we'll see.
What, today?
Yeah. We got some graph to critique. People, please keep sending in your graph for us to critique here on the pod. You know what I mean? We got some graph critique. We got some songs to listen to. We got some stories to tell. Let's just get into a tune, man. Fuck it.
All right. But why? Why do you want to get into that tune?
Why? Let's see. Jadakiss, tell us why.
Why?
Oh, damn real.
Love this, man.
Yo, why is Jada Kiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding?
Hey, pause, B.
Yeah, pull it back.
He said, why is Jada Kiss as hard as it gets?
As hard as it gets.
Yeah, pause, man.
You as hard as dick, you said.
No, but you know the pause game.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
It's dead real. Yo, why is Jada Kiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death?
Yeah.
And why they gonna give you life or murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. It's going down. Why they selling niggas CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my niggas ain't get that cake? Why is a brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you a stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive?
Why are you even alive? Why the ball shots from
Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kiss that whore? Why?
I haven't heard this in a long time.
Long time. It came up on my random playlist.
Push pounds and powder. Why did Bush knock down the towers? Why you around them cowards? Why Aaliyah have to take that flight? Why my nigga D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they
why?
Stop letting niggas get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do niggas lie in 85% of their rhymes? Why a nigga always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through when the pecan jack? Why the crack have to hit so hard, even though it's almost over? Why niggas can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why selling the stones what you can sell in the streets? Why I say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why?
All that I've been giving is this pain that I've been living.
Why they elect the Terminator, man?
Yeah, come on, pay attention. Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention.
That's crazy.
Why they got to read 85% of your mail?
Isn't it?
Why they stop people getting degrees in jail? Wow. Fucking hell, man.
And he said, why Aaliyah had to get on that flight?
Take that flight.
Rest in peace, man.
It's a nice tune.
It's the ill, and I love tunes like that. That, you know, it's difficult to pull off, but if you do it well, it's really good. Like where you start each rhyme with, you know, on this one it's why, and then it's like, you know, questions. You know what I'm saying? Where there's a few tunes that do similar sort of things like that. Man, I always loved that shit.
Fucking banging.
And Jadakiss, one of the
Jadakiss's voice. So how are you gonna do it? You do like your top five.
Yeah.
You always forget. People like Jadakiss.
Well, we were talking about, like,
hang about. Jadakiss could murk some of these guys. You know what I mean? It's hard for me in my brain. That's the internal thinkings of my brain.
And we spoke about Black Thought last episode, man. We were saying how people don't put him in the top five when he definitely deserves to be there, man. And Jadakiss is definitely, but he did an album called Top Five. And then that kind of like people started putting him more
saying
often.
Jada's top five.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's all that kind of shit. Like, if you really know your hip hop, then you know Jadakiss is top five. People who know that sort of shit.
Especially if you're in New York, man. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. For New York and live.
I'm outside, son.
So I don't know. For me, like Nas always has to be. Nas is the only person who's got like my cement. Nas and Rakim.
Yeah, for sure.
I've got like my two cemented ins. And then, you know what I mean? Like, for me, like Big Pun, Big L, like, how do they not get in it?
Well, the argument for Big Pun and Big L, incredible MCs that they are, and the impact they made in their short, you know, cut too short.
Yeah,
live.
But the way Big L was rapping.
Yeah.
And Big Punisher's like delivery. You know what I mean? Out of those two, I know Big L didn't have a lot of shit out.
That's what I'm saying.
But
like,
fucking hell, bruv. The bars. Yeah. And this is back then when no one was, you know, this is bars.
Well, just punchlines, isn't it? But the thing is, he took a lot from Lord Finesse and a couple of the heads he was hanging out with. Yeah, like those punchline raps. But yeah, Big L just took it up a level, man, for sure. And Big Pun, without a doubt. The machine gun
Big
flow.
Pun, like, forget about Big Pun. Like,
and Big Pun.
Saw, and then I said, like, Busta Rhymes. Yeah, because for me, it's still to this day, it's who would batter someone just like one-on-one. Like, you can do tracks, you can do clash, you can do the but who's just going to turn up to any event like when it's an open mic and just fucking blaze everybody?
Yeah.
When he finishes and everyone's like, yeah.
One thing I like to
Busta
think about.
Busta Rhymes would murk anyone, bro.
Yeah. Exactly.
When if he was in the zone, like Jesus Christ, I'm like, yo, how do I not put Buster in? You know, and then you're just like having these main sort of famous poppy MCs like Buster Rhymes and Nas and shit like that. You know what I mean? You haven't even got to like your like MCs.
Yeah, but the thing is, those guys, their lives were cut so short. Yeah, Big Pun and Big L. I often wonder.
Prodigy hasn't even been talked about. He's not my favorite rapper.
Yeah, but Prodigy, you know, he lived
I can't
longer.
Do a top five, man. I can't do.
He died relatively recently compared to those guys, man. But I like to think about Big Pun, Big L, Biggie, what they would be doing now. Yeah. Would they be doing the pop thing? Would they be, you know, which I think most likely they would be. You know what I'm saying? And of course, they
The thing about these dudes, if Busta Bus wanted to do a tune with like a dark, heavy, militant tune, he'd do a bit like a Millie Heavison tune, like, he'd kill it.
Yeah,
he still does it. There's bare of those sort of tunes on his
album. Well, he just did an album.
He's
called
still dropping albums.
He did a tune. He did an album called Blockbuster. Only came.
He phoned me to get me on it.
I know you and MOP, man. It's not that great though. It's not that great. I listened to the album.
The album before that was good.
Yeah, it was.
And
all
that's
right.
Mad new. You know what I mean? Mad new.
He'll always have a.
Who
song
did
or
I
two.
Say, bro? I said Nas. Nas,
Rakim,
Big,
Nas.
It's Nazi.
Yeah, it's like, yo.
You know, I said Nas.
Yeah, Busta, Rakim.
No, Rakim. Yeah. Nas and Rakim are cemented ins, yeah?
Yeah.
I have to work this out.
Wait. I want
to put Busta, Prodigy, Pun.
Yeah, but
Big L.
You know, what's his name's got to be in there? Big Daddy Kane. although I love Big Daddy Kane, fucking, what's his name? Cool G Rap. All of them, all the people you just listed, stole, they just nicked their whole style off Cool G Rap.
Yeah, but they don't got better.
Yeah, they got better, but still.
I'm not talking about like who's the foundation. I'm talking about who's the best MC.
Yeah, I'm talking about who's the best MC. Cool G Rap to fucking invent that style, man. Just think of his brain. Like, you know what? Like, you know, that dude is different, man. You know what I mean? You got to give him his accolades, man. Like, I'm sorry, man. But Theme,
I'm putting him on the list.
Because you're a super New York hip hop guy. Yeah, that's what I've, you know.
Well, hang on. I want to talk about that as well. What about, in albums wise, yeah?
Mm.
I don't give a fuck if Busta Rhymes is still dropping albums, yeah? I just want it to be the best album. And then you got people like Snoop Dogg. When Snoop dropped Doggy Style, it's well cheesy, well played out now.
Nah.
Rare. But when that came out, man.
Yeah.
Like, forget about it.
So I was going to ask you.
Fucking ridiculous. I've been to Snoop Dogg concerts in Bush and stayed in for 5 minutes and left.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because fucking dog shit. I'm what like, what are we doing here? When he was doing all of that mad kind of bollocks. Like, this is shit. Yeah. This is none of the hip hop
collabs with Katy Perry and shit. But that's what I'm talking about. Big L and Big Pun. Okay, now that we hold them in such a high regard because of their legendary status, because they died so young, they'd be doing that shit now as well. They'd be doing fucking, you know, collabs with the fucking.
But you got to do your bangers. You got to do the bangers.
Like, but Theme, I wanted to ask you, man, who's your favorite MCs outside of New York?
Black Thought.
Okay, that's Detroit. Yeah, he's Philly. Sorry,
Philly.
Yeah. Yeah.
MC8.
Big. Yeah.
Probably Snoop.
Snoop. Ice Cube. Definitely. Ice Cube, for sure. What did I see the other day? Someone was trying to compare Ice Cube and Scarface. Who was better? Ice Cube or Scarface? Scarface from Houston.
Yeah, I saw that. Because Scarface dropped that amazing...
Did you see that tiny desk? Yeah, yeah, the tiny desk nice. By Scarface.
That's a wicked idea, that tiny desk thing. Yeah. That's incredible. A wicked idea.
Really, really cool. There's been some really amazing...
We should bite that and get and just do that.
I'd love to. You know, there's a new one now. I saw one with Smith and Wesson. It's in I think it's in Brooklyn somewhere. They do it on the outside of someone's house. It's called the Stoop. You know, the Stoop where everyone chills on the front of the house. And they have a band set up, and then they had Grand Pooba and Sadat X came. Oh, no, not Sadat.
Do I remember the Stoop? Telling me I'm from New York about New York rap, asking me if I know about stooping.
But I'm just saying.
Shit, son.
There's a few out there. I'd love to do like an English version of that where we get a nice band in and just get.
Can we do it? Don't even mention it now because people rip it off. Can we do it?
Let's do it. All right. Okay. Cool.
It's a good idea, man. We can get enough people to do that.
Yeah, but you know how difficult that is to get the sound right and get all these musicians and to.
Yeah, but if we've got the musicians, we should do it. And I've got guitars and rare. I could do little like.
I know my brother would love that.
Yeah, but you'd have to tell him he's not allowed to fucking sing. Just shut up, Talal. Just playing fucking music. He wouldn't be able to do it.
That's true, man.
Shout out. Brilliant. And your sister, brilliant on Christmas Day, bruv. That was so dope.
Nah, no doubt.
On the karaoke mic. That was fucking brilliant. Don't you remember that? They both killed it. You killed it in the beginning. We should play that video now.
Oh, what? When I did
you picked up the mic. And just started Bosch, did that. And everyone's like, yo, that's what we're doing now. Okay, sweet.
I was reminiscing from my hip-hop karaoke days. Shout out Rob Percy and Super.
Listen, Maddie used to go to hip-hop karaoke,
yeah. It was my mate's night.
Absolutely murk it. Every single, you know the tune from back to front and fucking kill it. You get the whole crowd like shouting back the hook and stuff like that. your tune. It was fucking brilliant.
Pretty much, man. That shit was joking.
And I never went there. I only saw it on, I think it was Facebook.
Oh, did you never come? Did you never come to it? It was every Thursday. I think they're still going now. I haven't been in years, man, but I think they're still going. They moved to Hoxton, but they used to be down in the Social down in, off Oxford Street every Thursday night. That was my place, man. I used to go there. There were so many yatties used to be there as well. And one thing that was guaranteed each week, one girl was going to go up and do Lauryn Hill, that thing. And then and someone was going to go up and do Salt and Pepper, push it. Yeah, that was guaranteed. Push it real good. There were some great performers, man. There was like a little crew of us used to go every week and just like do new songs every week.
Yeah, it was a good idea. But I was trying to be an MC at the time. I was like, I'm not going. I was a dickhead about that. I'm not going there. Do you know what I mean? I'm an actual MC. Why would I go and do karaoke night and do someone else's tunes? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm a bad man. I'm an actual MC.
You know what I've always wanted
to
do?
Dick.
You know what I've always wanted to kind of do? You know, in rock and in soul and every other genre of music, you get cover albums. You get albums where people cover famous songs. Mm. I want to do a hip-hop cover album where we do like our own renditions of famous songs, man.
We can choose any song we want.
Yeah, and just like we can just rap them and do them, like make them our own, you know what I mean? Like that's the point of a cover song. And it's not really like, because obviously in hip hop, yo, no biting, son, don't be biting. And like, you know, so you, it's not really, it's frowned upon, you know, to do a cover in hip hop. It's been done. I mean, you know, there's been a few. It's frowned upon. But maybe I'll do that one day, man. You know what I mean?
It's a good idea. Yeah. It's a good idea.
Man, I don't have any weed, man. I've been trying to pick up, man. My mate, who I usually pick up off, he's just been dodging me, man. Like, yo.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow I'm going to link him tomorrow.
It's hard getting green, isn't it? It's hard getting anything.
It's difficult, man. It's well, no. Nowadays, it's a lot easier now than it was. You know what I mean? Remember how it used to be, bruv?
The kids nowadays, they've got no idea.
Yo,
like man. No idea. Yeah. Fucking, I was thinking, I had to get something for it was for someone, it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because all I do is smoke a bit of green. And I knew someone and I text him and he like obviously didn't know who it was. You know what I mean? He's not saved my number. And he's like, I said, yo, my friend knows you. It was kind of baked. He's like, oh, my friend knows you. Can I get, I need to get some, this thing off you. He's like, the reply is like, this mad, like a company. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for your inquiry.
Yeah.
Please send your friend's name, like in quotes, friend's phone number, so we can confirm and get back to you. And I'm like, yo, who the fuck is that? You know what I mean? What, I've got to send my friend's number.
Yeah.
And then what are they going to do? Like, bell him or something? I'm like, nah.
Maybe check he's got his number in his phone.
Because
maybe.
The friend isn't really, he's like a bit of a, he's not my friend. He's like an actual G. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't really want to, what? Yeah, I was in this position where I'm like, this is not something I can do, is give this geezer's number to this people.
Random fucking guy, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, yo. And then I'm thinking, but if I don't send the number, they're going to, they just, looks to me mad professional. They're just probably just cut me off.
Yeah.
If I don't give them the number, what they want, they'll be like, bing, God, disappeared. You know, they've got this, there's no, nothing's been told to me about what you have, about what you've got, nothing. Yeah. Yeah, please confirm that. So I said, nah. And I screenshot me trying to get the number of someone else that I know this guy knows. And in the WhatsApp, I'm like, yo, I need thingy's number. Can you sort me out? And it doesn't matter. Like, I know him. It's cool. Just send me the number. And my friend took a couple of days to get back to me, and then they got back to me and they said, yo, I'm sorry, man, you was asking me when I was at work, I can't let anyone see this shit while I'm at work. So I thought, yo, that was a conversation I had with my friend. If I WhatsApp that conversation where they can see, like, they didn't want to give me this number because they were at work and they don't want people to like know about these things at work and shit. So I've WhatsApped them the screenshot conversation that I've had with these people, yeah. Thinking it's going to be obvious. Like 2 hours go by, and this other geezer who said he would get back to me got back to me and said, yo, I've got it. Do you want me to have it delivered? I said, yeah, because it's not even for me. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, fucking hell, that's sweet.
Yeah.
So fuck these guys, you know, taking like 2 hours, because I'm like, yo, are we good? Because I needed to sort it. And they won't get back to me, like, after I've sent all this like proof, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I got the ting. Delivered to my house, and then someone else came and picked it up straight away. And what was I going to say?
Did you have a screenshot then, of the menu?
Then the other people got back to me. And it's like this obviously sent to everyone message, like a generic message. but like being a big, like, thank you, finally, you've got through our security. What the fuck? I'm reading all this shit. Like, are they going to send me? And then the menu they sent me.
Yeah.
I've only ever had like weed menus, really. That's all I've ever needed to get.
Mm.
So, like, weed menus now, they're ridiculous as well. Ridiculous. Like, mad hash at the bottom, but all Cali at the top, different strains, different prices, different amounts, different deals, different, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. And there's loads of different strands. They put loads of emojis in it as well for some reason.
Fruits and shit. Yeah. But loads of different strands in that. But this company's like everything.
Wow.
Like everything. Stuff that you were like Xanax, you know what I mean? Like
Valium.
Valium's on there.
Yeah.
Everything. What the fuck, you know, these kids, and all delivered to your house and open 24 hours, yeah? And I'm like, yo, wow. this is ridiculous. Do you remember some of the missions? The kids do not know how good they've got.
It's like when back in the 90s when you'd go to Amsterdam and you'd be like, fucking hell.
To get a draw. We used to go to Dam to get a draw and like balls it all and come back.
It was easier to do that. Yeah.
That's an idea of what we had to do. Yeah.
Exactly.
Was that sort of shit. I've driven to Brighton on we were like 16. We weren't allowed on the motorway back then. When you had like, it wasn't even a license. It was
like a provisional license.
DBT. It was for a moped. I can't remember. Right. Yeah. It was only a 50cc. Two of us. 50cc is like, can't take two pits. Two kids, all the way to Brighton without getting nicked.
Jesus.
We didn't take the motorway. We took basically just the road next to it, like the A road. Instead of the emeralds, fucking chapping, because it was the summer, and we left West London at like 7 in the evening. It was still warm, and that we didn't know anything. When we were driving back, we had shorts and t-shirt. I was holding on to the keys like this. Like, fuck it. We're on the A roads. There's no one there. Like, but you're on a 50cc, like me. All the way back, just because this geezer got the best draw.
Yeah, but how much did you pick up? How much did you pick
like
up?
Like, probably a Q, you know what I mean? A Q or a half. everyone chipped in like £10. But desperate for a draw, desperate. Yeah. And you phoned like all the local heads. Do you remember sitting in someone's room like, I just bailed Johnny. He says he hasn't got anything. Did you bail a thing? I bailed. He hasn't said he's got anything. What about you? Everyone knew these like four or five dealers. When it was out, it was out.
In it, man. The droughts that would happen, man. Crazy. And this is like the times where skunk was just coming in. You know what I mean? It was all like mersh and fucking.
And then you'd get a brethren who was like an actual brethren who felt a little bit bad about asking you, because he always usually had his own green. He's like, yo, bruv, you know what I mean? Can you get? I've just phoned every single person. And
they're clutching at straws now. They're clutching at straws.
Now they're like asking brethrens and that. You're like, yo,
have you got any dust on the bottom of the bag? You can sort
I've got a beer. So, can you, do you know anyone who's got anything, bruv? Because everyone I know is dry, bruv. And then there's all rumors about, you don't know. It's July, man. Everyone's saving their weed for carnival. It's July. You don't even know about this. Of course it's dry out there, bruv. I'm really sorry, man.
And
you get like Xanax, Valium, Coke, ketamine, pills,
everything
weed,
on the same.
MDMA, different types of whatever. Delivered to your house in 30 minutes. If you buy a bundle, and if you buy bundles of all the different drugs together, then it's less money. Or you can fucking nuts.
You were talking about on the phone, like now you have to send the number to vouch for you or whatever to prove that, you know, that you're all good, man. But I remember that there was a version of that back in the day as well. Like, you know, you'd get a random number of someone and then you'd call them up and they'd be like, you're whose mate? And they'd be like, I don't know. You're like, nah, it's all good. They're like, and you don't want them to come to your house, so you got to go meet them somewhere. They didn't deliver back then, so you'd have to go, like, you know, down West Ealing or whatever, down some dodgy fucking. You never know who's gonna turn up. You know what I mean? And like, we got jacked so many times, man, doing shit like that, man.
Yeah, sold Vincent Bailey. He was a dickhead. I sold him an OXO cube. He was in the year above me. I sold him an OXO cube. as an eighth of hash.
Oh man, yo,
can you imagine how good that was for someone who's the year above me? Like people were like, "Yo, he sold Vincent Bailey," and all that.
I've done that to people. I've sold, you could buy. I remember in Hippie Heaven in Ealing, you could buy this stuff that people would mix with weed instead because they didn't want to smoke tobacco, so they'd sell bags of this like green shit,
parsley shit.
I used to sell that as weed, man. I didn't do it often, but I remember doing it.
Herbal high.
Yeah,
that's what it was called.
Some shit like that. But people said
I've got herbal high.
But I've had it happen to me, and it was in school when I I'm talking when I was 14 or something, and then some older kid in school said, "Oh yeah, I can sort you out," and he told me some mad story about how you went to Egypt and bought all this green and smuggled.
Yeah, everyone had
like,
that. Everyone had that.
Bullshit.
It's got the red string. Yeah, it's got the Thai red string around it. But I'm telling you, it's still got the red string on it.
And I bought it off him, and then I remember taking it to the pub. We used to smoke in the Rose Garden. Remember I told you about the Rose Garden when we were chatting with.
Jazz
Kahina. So we used to smoke weed in the Rose Garden, and I remember giving this weed to my mate, and he started rolling it going, "This doesn't look like weed, man." And I was like, "Nah, it is, man, it is." And then we started smoking, he was like, "This definitely isn't weed." And I was like, "Fuck, I got scammed." Then by an older kid in school. Then the next day I went into school, and then all the older kids were like, "Oh, you want to buy some weed? Yeah. And I was like, "Fucking motherfucker, man. He done me, man. And then ever since then, it's never happened since. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe it happened once or twice. I don't know. And I remember another story in West Ealing. And there was like a group of four or five of us. We'd all chipped in for like a 10. No. It might have been a bit more. It might have been a quarter. 20 quid, 25 quid. And then my mate was like, "Nah, I know a guy, yeah." And then he said, "Yeah, but give me all the money." And we were like, we didn't really trust
him.
He took all the money and then he went off around the corner. He said, "Just wait here, yeah." And we were there like 20, 25 minutes. That's another thing. Remember sitting and waiting on dealers to turn up?
Yeah.
Hours sometimes.
Outside on bit, like you've got
McDonald's
to the place.
McDonald's car park. Straight
and you're still getting longed out. Like, yeah. Bro, we've been here for about 40 minutes. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We came here on our bicycles and cycled that to get this draw.
So we're sitting in West Ealing waiting on my mate. And then finally, after half an hour, he turns up and he was like, he just had a, like, you know, pale face. And he was completely wet on one side of his body. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Because it'd been raining that day. But you know, not enough to be wet like that. And I was like, "What the fuck happened?" He was like, "Oh, I got jacked, man. These dudes turned up and bust me up and dashed me in a puddle, basically." And that's why. But to this day, I don't know if he's bullshitting us. To this day, I don't know. You know, and this happened in like 96 or something, man. But I remember being, feeling sad about that. That's crazy, man. But yo, you brought up Brighton. Yeah, because I got a little story about Brighton because I went
got
to
a
uni
little
there.
Story to tell.
Yeah, but I want to play a tune first related to the story. This is a UK hip hop group called First Down.
First Down.
They're a Brighton hip hop crew. This is from 1990. Yeah, early shit, man. This is called Jaw Warfare.
Check man was 9 years old.
Like Britcore style, you know Britcore?
Yeah.
Before you into your warfare, beware. Seesaw, I saw and see if the freak air to involve a scare where there is no compare. The hardcore scorn is war that I deep. Now I'm thin packed, sidetrack, cruise to start new. Rappers are run down and gun down in part two. Drawn on storm, this warning I bring. Worn and torn to endeavor the Everett. Thing on a wing of prayer, they're playing it fair square.
1990.
Bear it, I did me. Delete the elite streak. You crash, you're matching a bash like a streak. Yeah. Compare the premiere. Rappers are dare, tearing your warfare.
This is a microphone war. First Down there, Jaw Warfare. They're out of Brighton. And I think the guy rapping there, that's Arrow. You know, the graffiti writer.
Is that him?
I'm pretty sure it is. I might be mistaken.
Right.
But you should all be familiar if you're into graph. He's one of the biggest writers out of the UK for sure. Based in Brighton, Arrow, A-R-O-E. Part of NT crew. I think he's in MSK now, famous.
We did his first outline for him and then he went on to Yeah. Absolutely body bag it.
Now, he was painting
international, you know, bad man.
Long time ago, man. And of course, highly respected and a don at Graf. Like his artwork now, the stuff he's doing now, he's painting these crazy designs on cars. And like the dude's doing crazy moves, man. Dude is an incredible artist. But I went to Brighton Uni. I had a run-in with Arrow, basically. And he was quite notorious, especially back
Wasn't
then.
Wasn't he quite a tonk?
He's a big fucking guy.
Yeah.
Right? He's a big fucking guy.
He's a big geezer, isn't he?
Yeah. And I remember when I went to uni in Brighton. Yeah, so I was there for a few years. And Brighton is a small place. So if you're into graph and you're in Brighton, you're painting, you're going to run into all these people. And I did. I ran into Arrow painting down at the, what was it called? Black Rock? No, what was it called? The Marina. The Marina. So down by near Concord 2, if you keep going down along the beach, I don't even know if it's still there. I think it might have gone now. There was a big legal wall down by the beach. Mm. It was called the Marina. And it was like big wall there that people used to paint. And I remember running into him and he was super safe. Nice guy. I think who introduced me? I think Chock might have been there. Big up Girls on Top. And I think even Matt was there. Sick, who's been on the podcast, man. And anyway, I met Arrow, he was super cool and it was all chill. You know what I mean? Now, like must have been a couple of months later, whatever. I'm, you know, my mates used to come up from London, come to Brighton. We used to go get mash up, you know, and obviously the cans would come out at the end, you know, when we're drunk and we'd just like bomb Brighton because Brighton was a fun place to go bombing sometimes because they were a bit more lax there about graph as well. I'm not saying it was okay to just go out and paint, but, you know, there was a lot of bombing happening in Brighton. And so obviously my London
mates used to get smashed.
Yeah. My London mates used to come down. And that was a thing about Brighton. Like, anyway, my London mates used to come down. We used to take the piss a little bit. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we're fucking from London. You know what I mean? Bumpkin town. You know what I mean?
Everywhere you went, it was like that. London, bruv.
We're like, you know, I can go over anyone. I can tag anyone, anything. Like, you know, fuck it. You know, what can they say to me? I'm from London. Like, there was that kind of attitude happening at those times, especially. I'm sure it still happens to this day. But back then, definitely more so. We're talking early 2000s. So maybe 2000, 2001, something like that. Yeah, maybe 2002. Anyway, so my mates all come down and we go out on the lash and then we go out bombing and blah, blah, blah. And then the next day we get up and we all go down to the Marina to paint a piece. You know, we thought, fuck it. You know, Sunday, we're going to go down there, paint. Now, we rock up to the wall and now majority of this wall has been taken out by a huge mural done by Arrow and a bunch of heads, but all those dudes, you know, all that crew, they'd all done this big, massive mural, like a background. It was like a forest theme. And there was all these beautiful naked bitches, like, you know, flying around in between all the letters and everyone's names going through. It looked
beautiful, naked bitches.
It looked sick. This wall.
Yeah.
It looked
fucking, it was the whole like, production.
Heavyweight production by these lot, man. And I remember we were down there going, we were hungover as fuck. You know what I mean? But we were checking this wall. We all had paint on us and stuff. We might have even bought the paint off Daz. Like, I can't remember. Anyway, so we're looking at this wall and one of the dudes who was part of this mural was Insa. You know, the famous Insa. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The guy. The famous Insa. I love the way he said.
Yeah. You know, the guy, you know, he's like, what made it, what blew him up, man? I think, what's his name? That cook. Who's that guy? He's that famous chef. He's like, I'm absolutely doolally about herbs. That guy, man. Who's that guy? Jamie something?
I got no idea. You mean Jamie Oliver?
Yes.
I'm
absolutely doolally about herbs. That's my impression of Jamie whatever's fucking name. Jamie Oliver had a restaurant and then he worked...
about herbs.
I'm absolutely doolally about herbs. Anyway, he like put up an insert. His theme's loving that one. He put up an Insa painting, I remember, in one of his restaurants and that kind of blew him up.
That is so true.
Anyway, I had a mate who was with me who was writing Insa at the time. Yeah? Yeah. And he still writes Insa, you know what I mean? He's back out of retirement now, my mate, yeah? But anyway, he's, but you know, my mate has been writing Insa since 92, 93, you know what I mean? Way before we heard about this other Insa. So... we were all there looking at this beautiful mural.
92, 93.
Yeah, like from them days, man. He's been writing. Yeah.
Who's been writing Insta that
Insta.
Long?
Insta. My mate Insta.
92?
Yeah. Maybe 93. Maybe not. No. He would have been 12, 13. And he was bombing around Hanger Lane. That's why I used to see it, because I live near Hanger Lane, so I used to see Insta tags.
I used to put up Insta then.
I had a bit of a beef with him early on. Like, you know, we got into a little thing early on.
But wasn't he... He was putting Insta up then.
Insta, but with a Z. I-N-Z-A. This other Insta guy started writing it, but with an S. Yeah, and I doubt he'd heard of my mate Insta. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Who knows?
Of course not.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm there with my mate Insta and a couple of other lads, and we're looking at this beautiful mural, and then my mate goes, "Oi, nah, I ain't having that. Yeah, there's another Insta." Yeah? And I was like, "Yeah, there's another Insta. Who gives a shit? Like, you know, shit happens. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, whatever." And my mate was like, "Nah."
I bet you were. Nah. Not back then. You were like, "No, you can't have that, bro."
I was. Because remember, I'm living in Brighton now. Yeah, I'm studying there. Yeah. I'm living there. I'm going to run into all these people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not about causing beef. Yeah, I'm just there chilling. But my mates now, they're all coming from London going, "Hey, hey," you know what I mean? And so he
I'm
was,
not having that.
And he was still drunk from the night before, whatever. And he was like, "Nah, I can't have it. I can't have it. I can't." And also, my mate Insta, his nickname was Millibre. Back then, yeah, MB. We used to call him MB because he was the Millibre, yeah. Like he'd just fly off the handle at any moment, yeah. And so he just turned into Millibre, yeah, in front of us. And I was like,
like the Hulk,
yeah. And I was like, "Nah." He was like, "I can't." He was like, "Maddie, I can't look at it. I can't. Have to dog it. Have to." And I'm like, "Don't do it, man." And I was telling him then I was like going to him, "Look, man. Any other scenario, I'd probably be like, whatever, but." These guys are going to get mad pissed off if you dog. This thing is fresh. It's just been done. You know what I mean? It's a big fucking product. If you dog, he goes, "Nah, I'm just going to go over the Insta. I won't go over anything else." I'm like, "It doesn't matter. It's part of the whole fucking mirror. If you go over that, you're going to piss them all off." And he's like, nah, I can't look at it. And I'm like, "For fuck." And I'm thinking, and he just goes ahead and does it. He just starts like disrespecting it in a way that was very disrespectful, yeah. Just tagging it and tagging it, but only on the Insta, literally only on the Insta bit. He left the rest of it, but
he was putting Insta London,
yeah. Like, I don't know what he wrote. He wrote all sorts of shit, yeah. And I was like, "Oh, fuck." And I'm in my head, I'm like, going, "For fuck's sakes, now these guys are going to kick off and they're going to find me, you know what I mean? They're going to take it out on me, they're not going to take it out on him because they don't know him, you know what I mean? And he's going to go back to London tomorrow,
and you live there,
and yeah. I live there, you know." So I'm just like, and Millie, you know. Insta was just not listening to me, and he just did it anyway. Yeah.
And Millie just did it anyway.
He just did it anyway, the cunt. And I'm, you know, so I'm thinking, anyway, so when the mural ended, there was a Daz piece and something else, but they were unfinished. And I remember calling Daz and going, "Yo, Daz," because I had his number and I used to chat to him. So I was like, "Look, we're down the marina and there's an unfinished thing of yours. I'm going to go over it. Me and Zeal are going to go over it." And he was like, "Yeah, that's cool." I kind of went out of my way to not cause a beef, you know what I'm saying?
Phoned him, asked him.
So boom, me and Zeal went next to it and we did pieces next to it there. I'll try and find photos, but it's a long time ago. I don't know if I got photos of it. Anyway, so boom, me and Zeal go there and then Insta just dogs the shit out of that fucking thing, yeah. And anyway, so fast forward now, maybe 2 weeks later. I'm walking into college, yeah, it's 7 in the morning, I'm walking down the lanes, I'm going to where Richmond College, Brighton University is, or one of parts of it. Walking down this empty street, and then I see walking towards me just a big figure like that, yeah.
And I'm walking big Tom Geezer,
yeah. I'm walking down like that, yeah, and then he comes close, and then I recognize, I'm like, "Oh, fuck, it's Arrow," yeah, and then he walked, no, I'm getting mistaken, no. Let me backtrack. That was the second time I bumped into him. So now, a couple of weeks later, I'm painting. There's another spot up the hill in Brighton. I can't even remember who I was with, man. No, I think I might have been with my mate Liskey because he was living with me. He doesn't write, but he's a DJ and stuff. But he just came with me and I was painting a wall. There was illegal walls next to a school, a kid's school. And then there was a playground and then there was a big wall that people were allowed to paint on, like in the little playground bit. So boom, I turn up there and then there's two writers in there already. Yeah. One guy painting on the right and another guy up a ladder on the left side. And I look and I'm looking in and then I realize the guy up the ladder is Arrow. Yeah.
And he turns around like that, yeah, and he's like, oh, because he had a reputation for like being quite like fucking people's shit up. You know what I mean? I remember hearing stories of him beating people up and then getting into it with people from London coming to Brighton thinking they run the place and all that shit. So there was all this kind of animosity already.
And you were like, oh, shit.
So I see Arrow and I'm like, oh, man, like that, yeah. And then he looks, turns around, he goes, what do you write? What do you write, yeah? And I was like, he's like, tell me what you write. And I was like, I write Amber, like that, yeah. And he was like, right, that's it. And he starts coming down his ladder like that, yeah. And he's coming up.
Well, straight away. Right away.
Yeah, yeah. He knew straight away, yeah. And he was like, that's it, like that. And he came straight up to me. And I'm like, yo, and my mate Liskey is quite a big guy, yeah. So he's like looking at Liskey and looking at me, coming right up to my face. And like I said, this guy's a big fucker. Yeah,
he's a big guy.
Now he's got like gold teeth and he like looks like a proper, and he's got all these tattoos, but this is back then before all that. I'm sure he had all the tattoos, but anyway, so I'm like kind of shitting myself a bit because I'm like, fuck, I don't want to get into it with this guy now. But he's like walking up to me and I'm like standing there going, what's up, man? And he was like, you guys fucked that shit up on the marina, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like trying to explain to him that the whole insert thing.
I phoned Dad. Yeah, I phoned the keeper. I phoned Dad and asked him.
I told him. I said to him, look, man. I go, this is my mates from London. They didn't listen to me, man. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and he's like, I don't care. He's like, I don't care. Like, you know, I'm going to fuck you up. Like that. I'm like, please don't. Yeah. I was kept telling him, please don't. You know what I mean? I was standing my ground, but I was not trying to fight this guy. Yeah. So I was just
standing
like,
my ground, but yeah, please don't.
I was like, look. Like, I didn't run away is my point. You know what I mean? I was just standing there going, you don't want to do this. I was trying to do like, you know, the mind control when you like try and talk someone down from something.
You don't know. You know who I am. You know.
No, I didn't start pulling that out. I was just going to him, you don't want to do this. I go to him, look, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. It was my mate who did it. Yeah. And then he goes to me, all right, well, I'm going to beat you up so you can tell your mate about it. Yeah. And I was like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, yeah. That used to happen to quite a lot as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, no, man. And then I remember seeing him. And while all this was going on, he kept looking at the school. Yeah. And I kept noticing, looking over at where the school is. And I was thinking to myself, because there was like kerfuffle, because it was like coming up to like the end of school where they were all going to start leaving the school. And I kind of, in my head, started putting two and two
dust
together.
Into the school. Yeah.
I thought, I think I was correct. Again, I don't know for sure, but in my head, I was like, oh, his kids are blatantly at school, in this school, you know? And that's because he would, because the whole time while he was like kicking off, he wasn't throwing punches or beating me up. He was just talking about it. You know what I mean? And I was like, I kind of worked out, okay, he's not going to kick off here because his kids are at this school. He's not going to do it in front of his kids' school kind of thing. So I kind of put all this together and I was like, all right. So I go into the school because the guy was like, I'm going to beat you up. He goes, that was it. Because he kept telling me once, he goes, come down the road so I can beat you up. Like, come down the road. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere, bro. Like, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It wasn't me. You fucking
come
did it.
Come down the road. That is having a lot of fun. Bob Daniel.
He goes, not here, not here. He was like, not here. Down the road. And I'm like, so I'm like trying to work out why not here. And I'm like, oh, because the school and blatantly his kids are in the school maybe. You know what I mean? And back then, my Rago self, obviously it was insane to think this, but I went into the school thinking I'm going to grab his kids. As if I would never, you know what I mean?
Well, like a human shield.
The guy wouldn't let me leave, you know what I mean? The guy was like, if you leave, I'm going to follow you and beat the shit out of you, you know what I mean?
So
I'm like, how can I get out of this situation? So I go into
pop with his kids.
Anyway, as soon as I pop into the school, like some teachers look at me and I was like, oh, fuck this. So I walk out, but then that's as people start leaving the school, you know what I mean? So I walk out, I see my mate Liskey. I'm like, look, let's just go, man. And an Arrow looks at me and he was like, all right. He's like, not today, yeah? Not here. But next time I see you, I'm going to fuck you up.
Fuck you up.
And I'm like, oh, man. And this is in Brighton.
Like in Friday.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck you up.
And this is in Brighton. So, like, I'm going to run into him at some point.
Yeah.
You know? So, boom, you know, maybe a week later, I'm walking into college now, yeah? Boom, I'm walking into college. And I see him in the distance and he's coming close and I'm like, oh, fuck's sake, 7 a.m. now. You know what I mean? And he comes up to me, grabs me by the lapels, yeah? And he looks around again and he's like, not here,
but next time I see you, I'm gonna fuck you up, right? Yeah. And I'm like, oh man, for fuck's sake. So I keep walking and he keeps walking. Now, the next time I see him was at a Raekwon gig. Raekwon was performing at Concord 2. Yeah. And so there was all the hip hop heads were there. Everyone. And obviously I'm there as well. And obviously Arrow was there as well, man. And I remember walking through the crowd and then I feel something on me like that. He dragged me off. Yeah. And then he picks me up and he's like,
he says, not here.
He goes, not here. He goes, next time I see. And then that's when I go, because I know that I'm kind of safe in the venue. I know there's bouncers around and stuff like that. So that's when I get a bit more.
Fuck you, brother.
Yeah. So I go, nah. I was like, let's do it now. I was like, let's go now, motherfucker. And he was like, nah, not here. Nah, not here. He goes, next time I see you. I'm like, nah, fuck that. Let's do it now, motherfucker. I started going off on one. And he was like, nah, nah, not here, not here. And then anyway, whatever. And then he doesn't do
so
it.
So four much. Times now he's done that. Not here. But I'm going to fuck you up.
Thankfully.
But it kind of makes it worse as well because he's not fucking hell. Every time I go outside, I can bump into him.
And I think, after a while, it just kind of fizzled out. It just fizzled out into nothing eventually. And I think, I'm not sure even if I've seen him since that Raekwon gig. Maybe, I can't even remember. But I hope it's all peace now, you know what I mean? This is like, I'm talking 20-odd years ago.
Wasn't Ode. I can't believe I just said that. Didn't a similar thing happen to Oka when he went, wasn't it with Arrow? I'm sure it was with Arrow.
Yeah,
first shop at Chrome and Black when they had the door at the back.
Oh, yeah.
And you could get out of there and out of the entrance as well.
Did Arrow and
Oka? I can't remember. It was definitely Oka, but I can't remember who else. I'm sure it was Arrow.
I thought they were mates. I thought they were mates. Didn't they paint together? Maybe not. I might be getting confused, man.
Well, they might have painted together.
But I heard Elk got into it because I remember chatting to a few people in London.
But wait. Oka had been dissing him in the shop and had been like dissing his graph and rare.
Yeah.
And was in the shop. And I think it was Bozo had gone outside and had a Browns or whatever and seen that Arrow was coming in. And Arrow, you know what I mean? And he heard that Oka was in the shop. I mean, Oka heard that Arrow was coming in.
So he ducked out the back.
So he dusted out the back and gone. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure it was Arrow. Because he's a big lad.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, man. And Arrow was basically the Debo of Brighton. Basically, that's his reputation. But I remember at the time as well when I was like, you know,
that's my chain.
I was anticipating bumping into him again. You know what I mean? So I was just like, I might have to just fight this guy, man. Fuck it, like just to put it at rest. So I was asking around about him and stuff like that. And I remember a few people in London. Told me about a few instances. I think something about Elk got into it with him about something and a couple. And it's all about like the Londoners coming out there going, oh, bumpkins this, bumpkins that, and him going, bumpkin what, motherfucker? And like going off on one, man. He had like a bee in his bonnet about it, man, which is, you know, fair enough, man. But yeah, no, I've not seen him since. I hope he's all peace about it now. A long time ago, water under the bridge.
Next time we see him, not here. Man. I'm going to fuck your ass up.
Not here, son. Next time, yo.
Yeah. Fucking brilliant.
That's jokes.
Yo, we've got some graphics critiques.
Yeah, I was thinking, let's get into some graph critique, man. Didn't you have a train or something you sent?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I love that train, man.
It was posted on UK Frontline.
Big up UK Frontline.
Yeah.
And then I was getting the train with a foreigner.
Yeah.
And it said, did you see anything suspicious on the black? I was at Victoria.
Okay.
Say it, sort it. That announcement. And it just reminded me that is a brilliant train, bro.
So why don't you describe this train then, man? For people listening,
because I'm not even looking at it, but it is spray it, sort it.
Exactly. It's a chrome dub with a blue outline. Chrome dub. Red,
you know how much I love those, man. Yeah. Just the chrome dub.
I'm trying to work out who did it.
Carriage.
It's a big DDS tag in the O. Of
yeah, look at the DDS tag. That gives it away.
Yeah, it does. It does. But yeah, that's ill, man. Ill.
Yeah. Very, very nice.
Very funny.
Whole car tings. Let me just quickly look at it. I'll just go to your... When I sent it. Yeah, boy. Yeah. It's a really nice shot. See it. Spray it. Sort it.
All right. I'm going to...
That's nice, man. The whole car like that.
Yeah.
Every single car. Not every single car. But the trains are getting battered.
Mm-hmm.
Battered. I mean, the underground's getting battered. Mate, every so fucking much. Train that comes in has got shit on the bottom where they've buffed pieces off it.
No doubt.
District lines and Hammersmith and City lines. I'm going to talk about them.
Theme. I'm sending you one.
Little bit.
I'm sending you one on the WhatsApp. This was the guy I think that you left the voice message to and deleted, thinking it was Farmer. It's this guy here. Okay, I've just sent it to you. Can you see it? All right, let me explain it to the people just listening. It says beer, B-E-E-R. It's a blue fill, light blue and dark blue fades with stars and dots and all sorts of
reminds me of FLS.
A little bit with the fill, not the letters.
With the R and the fill. The R, you know, when you drop, not that it would be that fat at the end. They wouldn't have done it like that.
Yeah, it's got a red outline.
Like a bit like blur.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah. I
blur,
see what
blur
saying.
Was better though. Blur is better.
I don't know. I kind of like this beer. And what does it say? ADHD crew on the right side.
Yeah.
He's bigging up Soak, and he's bigging up Doris and Red Eye.
Doris.
Yeah.
Arnie Doris. Big up Arnie.
Yeah,
Doss.
This is a decent. I like
Red
this,
Eye
man.
Soak.
I like this.
No, it's nice. I like the feel, man.
The feel's cool. It's a bit hectic and a bit all out there, but it works, man. It's nice and
it
balanced.
It looks like old school graph.
Yeah. Like and the letters, they got some bounce to it. Although they're not...
It's a bit like Blink and a bit like Blur and a bit like... Yeah.
I think definitely that kind of influence, that's for sure, man. I'm not sure beer, his background or her background or whatever... but yeah, definitely the Dubstar DDS stars going through it. You know, the stars with the shadow on the star and shit like that, you know. That's
well,
really cool,
boy,
man.
Boy done well.
Yeah, nice boy highlights in well. It. It's evenly spread out.
Sober.
They bounce nicely. They sit nicely together. A double E can be difficult to pull off. You know, they've managed to do that, man. I mean, big them up, man. Obviously, it's not Picasso or anything like that, but it's good shit. It
does remind me of Blink, especially the highlight on the B and that. And it's just so, yeah.
Yeah, man.
You know, Blur did some nice trains, man.
Yeah, no, them lot were out there. They did a lot of stuff, them lot, man.
Yeah, but Blur did nice ones.
Yeah.
Like, them lot were doing, like, you know, Nev pieces and shit.
If you can find... If you
dog
can...
shit. But Blur...
I haven't seen Flicks.
Top to bottoms. I remember a nice top to bottom chrome.
There's not that many
Wicked
R about.
Wicked R.
But if I can find one, I'll try and put one up here, man. If you find one as well on your travels.
No, but he was a good writer.
Yeah, he was dope. He was out and about, man.
You know who we should get on? We should get on Tents.
Oh, I would love to get Tents on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have a good old chat about... He knows all of them.
Yeah. That would be sick. Tents, as I told you already on previous episode, Tents is my favourite out of all them lot. He's one of my
We can ask him. About if he was there when they put a hose pipe through Cheat's letterbox.
Oh shit! You reckon?
Finally get to the bottom of it. Yeah.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Who else you got? Who I need to go and get some food.
Yeah, me too. I'm starving. But go.
You sent a little something.
Yeah, this was sent in. This was sent in. There was a message behind it. There we go.
Do you remember that writer Town? He got really good. That Vibes is mate.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, Town, yeah. But I prefer Vibes to Town, to be honest, man, style-wise. This was sent in by Rust, DDS. Rust has sent in some of his work, and his son, Mash, has sent in some stuff,
cool stuff.
This is a piece.
We got the Masher, every time.
This is a piece that says John, but he left a little voice note with it. So let me play it. Hopefully you guys can pick it up.
I like the 3D.
Hold up, one sec.
I like the piece.
Yo, Amber, I'm going to send you a photo of a friend of mine's piece, yeah. He used to be a bomber, but these days he's doing more pieces, yeah. He writes John, and he was saying to me that many years ago, he painted with you in East London in a warehouse with Sick and Nacho and someone called 128. I'm going to send you a photo of his piece, man. I hope you like it, and hopefully you can critique it.
Easy. Okay.
Yo, I do like it, man.
Very nice piece.
I very much like the schemes, man. And the 3D as well, but the schemes, me gusta.
He definitely wasn't writing John back in the day, because I'd remember someone writing John.
But he's got so back in the day schemes, bruv. But he's murked.
Bruv, I really like this piece. Let me describe it again for the people just listening. It's got multicolors going through it. It's like a down rock fade, yellow into orange into pink into purple. It's got yellow, green, blue schemes, purple schemes going through it. It's a black outline, right? 3D going down to the right with a line going through it, like in a red background, like kind of like weird kind of splotchy bits going around, red and yellow. Looks sick, man. Nice highlights going through it, little ching ching shines going through it. Really nicely put
together. I love the blue schemes in it, the blue lines. You see, I do those. You see the little lines and the little jigger jags coming off it.
Jiggy jags.
He's got the stars in there and shit. Got but the yellow schemes, on the yellow bit of schemes in the M, in the N, sorry. Bad, bad. Every size bad. The drips of violet at the top, the 3D.
Again, later on, I'm going to bring up
the later word. On, John.
I'm going to bring up the word.
Who is this geezer?
Balance. Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, I painted with him back in the day with Sick and a couple other heads. 128 as well. He was a fucking feisty little writer, that dude, man.
Fucking hell, John.
I think they're slightly younger than me. If I remember that painting that we did back in the day, I think I did a Bodhi character. But yo, another thing this reminds me of, I was having a chat.
Rest in peace, Sane.
I was having a chat with Odyssey the other day about tags that are just like simple names. Do you remember there was a guy who used to write John. Dean, D-E-A-N. There was a writer, John.
Yeah.
I remember we spoke about, Gary. Is that right, a Gary? They just write like just names, you know? And I kind of like that. I think it's funny the way they do it. Obviously, his real name is very unlikely. His real name is John. But anyway, that's
how Graf started, man. You should get your name and then put your block number.
Yeah, and got
it's like Cliff here. 1 4. Yeah.
That's true. That's true, man.
That's how they got their numbers, is from the block number.
Writing my name in graffiti on the wall. Yo, man, props. All right, guys. Yo, listen, we've hit an hour now. I gotta eat. I'm fucking starving. Big up my man Themos.
Big up the patois. What is it? The patois, the patrons.
Oh, the patrons. He's an out of the patrons, yeah. Yeah, get me, the patois.
Big up the patrons.
Now, much love to the patrons and much love to all you guys, man. Spread the word. Leave a like, leave a comment below as well, man. Please, it all helps with the algorithm. Until next week, yes.
Until next week,
we'll go on that last song. You suggested another song, "The Realist" by Mobb Deep, featuring who? What was his name?
Featuring
not Big Daddy.
Okay, Big Cool.
Man, why do I keep blanking on this fucking guy's name? Cool G Rap. Yeah.
Cool G Rap. That's who you were talking about before.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
But yo, the verse from Cool G Rap in this is ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying, man.
It's the first verse.
I think it is too.
I think it's the first verse.
I think it is, man.
But yo, it is mad. It's different levels. It's just very good.
C'est magnifique. Very good. Peace, party people. Till next week. Undisputed.
For street niggas living with their lives on the line.
For young guns coming up during these times.
For police who find drugs letting niggas slide.
For niggas out slinging like 4 in the night.
For your man's not snitching when the pressure is tight.
For pistols that don't jam when it's time to strike.
For bootleg liquor on a Sunday night.
This be the realest shit you heard in your life.
Yo, when the gas refill, your cash get peeled, and that's the deal. Fuck the bitch ass and switch fast, niggas that lack the real. When the slugs burst, G-Rap be aiming at your mug first. Niggas is bloodthirst, we see who get plugged worse. We dug earth to place you, put the nickel platers to your facial. Bullets ain't racial, kid, they only hate you. My nine'll seem like it's a time machine, BC date you. Jacking you more than Ripper, my fifth's an organ shifter. The human organism lifter, you'll be hearing organs if you're leaving orphans. If you let these fools hit you with a law split you, a four pitcher, the bump heads, but those that don't let accurate shots in back of your knot. Leaving one dead, G-Rap, Havoc, and Prodigy. Let's put these bitch niggas where bodies be done. Yo, if it gotta be, it gotta be, it gotta be. Niggas living with their lives on the line.
For young guns coming up during these times.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?